This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former U.S. Senator and vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman has died. According to a statement from his family, Lieberman died due to complications from a fall in New York City today. Lieberman, a centrist four-term U.S. senator from Connecticut, was a Democratic nominee for vice president in 2000 and the first Jewish candidate on the national ticket of a major party. He sought the Democratic presidential nomination in 2004. Most recently, he co-chaired the No Labels organization, encouraging bipartisanship in Washington. Joe Lieberman was 82 years old. Authorities now say they've recovered the bodies of two of six missing construction workers who plunged to their deaths after a container ship hit Baltimore's Key Bridge early Tuesday morning. NPR's Joel Rose has more on what investigators are looking at.
The Key Bridge was completed in 1977, before some of the major accidents that have changed the way that bridges are designed. Now you would likely see more extensive protection around its supporting piers. But that said, experts are not certain that any of that would have saved the Key Bridge. The ship that struck the bridge is nearly 1,000 feet long and much, much heavier than the ships in the 1970s.
Bridge collapses halted shipping into and out of the Port of Baltimore, with manufacturers and shippers scrambling to figure out how to move cargo. Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes have killed seven medics in an attack near the border there, the fighting between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah. Here's NPR's Jana Raff.
Health officials say the attack overnight targeted an Islamic Medical Association facility in the border town of Habaria in South Lebanon. Israel said it was targeting a, quote, terrorist cell. The health ministry called on the UN's World Health Organization and other bodies to help protect health facilities, which are off limits under international law. Hezbollah, in retaliation, targeted the Israeli border town of Kiryat Shemona, killing a man Israeli media identified as a Syrian worker from the Golan Heights. The UN considers the Golan Heights Israeli occupied. Jane Araf, NPR News, Beirut.
A new Gallup poll shows a significant shift in attitudes regarding Israel's military conduct in Gaza. Many Americans now oppose Israel's campaign. More from NPR's Michael Levitt.
In polls from earlier this month, 55% of those surveyed say they disapprove of Israel's military action in Gaza. That's a 10-point increase from last November. Back then, half of all respondents said they approve of the military campaign. Now, it's a little over one-third. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones says these trends cut across political parties.
We see declines among all three party groups, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Declines have been larger among Independents and Democrats than among Republicans.
Gallup notes that President Biden's overall job approval rating is no lower than it was at the start of the conflict. But changing views about Israel's conduct in the war could affect turnout. Michael Levitt, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Chinese leader Xi Jinping made a pitch to U.S. business leaders during a rare meeting in Beijing today. He reassured them China's economy is strong and its opening to the outside world will not stop. NPR's John Ruich explains it comes at a critical time.
Xi's meeting with around 20 U.S. business figures comes at a time of uncertainty, not only in China's fraught official relationship with the United States, but also with foreign businesses. Many have lost confidence as the economy has faltered, and the government emits what many see as mixed signals about the degree to which China still welcomes them. Xi addressed both concerns, saying China's economy has not peaked and its prospects remain bright. He also said China and the U.S. need more cooperation, not less, and that the two countries' respective success is an opportunity for the other. Xi's charm offensive comes as Beijing tries to stabilize its ties with the U.S. and rev the economy back up. John Ruich, NPR News, Hefei, China.
Allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney have reached a settlement over the governance of a special tax district. The agreement with the board appointed by DeSantis resetting how Walt Disney World will be developed in the future resolves a long-running feud sparked by Disney's public opposition to a Florida law that critics dub Don't Say Gay because it restricts how sexual orientation and gender identity can be discussed in schools. In a meeting this morning, the DeSantis-appointed board of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District approved the settlement, ending almost 2 years of litigation. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street. The Dow rose 477 points today to 39,760. The Nasdaq was up 83 points. The S&P gained 44 points. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.